Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Life Transparent. I'm your host, Ms. Connie, and I welcome you to join us for another segment of Life Transparent. When issues in our lives become a pattern, we need to step back, breathe, and let's talk about it. Everybody needs somebody to talk to. I want to listen. If you can't get in touch with me, then get in touch with somebody. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard what your life is going to be like after it's been transparent. When we become transparent, not only do we become better to the world, but we become better to ourselves. So let's look at some of the information that we have. So I want to welcome you again to Life Transparent. Now that we have come into the room on earlier this week, we came into the room, we welcomed you to the table, and at the head of the table sat our good friend and special guest, Issues. So now what we're going to do is we're going to work the room. We're going to meet some of the guests. Some of them you will like, and some of them you will try to avoid. I'm going to point out a guest to you and share just a bit. Each one in a room has something that we all can relate to. Then I want you to introduce yourself to them one by one. One thing that I wanted to bring to the forefront, let me say that. Oftentimes, we gravitate to people that are just like us. That's what Strong Paulus was about. How did you present that statement? Oftentimes, we gravitate to people that are just like us. You ever notice loud people hang around loud people, quiet people hang around quiet people, most wild people hang around wild people? Why? Because they get the same energy that they produce. A quiet person can really benefit from being around a person that's loud. If that's what they're interested in, if they want to come out of a shell, if they want to be different. So we're going to work this room. Again, I say a lot of times we gravitate to people that are just like us. So what we want to do today, we want to kind of step away from the people that are just like us. Because if we're around people that are just like us, oftentimes we'll miss us in the process. Mm-hmm. Oh, you noticed that, huh? Well, just across the room in the bright red jacket with the black wool hat pulled over his face, draping his dark sunglasses, is Melancholy. Remember the four temperaments? You know, sometimes you got the fire heartbeats, you got the temptations, but we have the four temperaments as our special guest also at this party. Check out his ensemble, The Bright Outer. So when I talk about The Bright Outer, let's say he has on a bright red blazer. You would notice him in the room if everybody else doesn't have on bright red. Let's deal with the most people who want attention will wear loud, bright, standoutish kind of clothes. Or let's say the outer garments. If you got close enough, you'll see how off he was. Ever been there? You ever had a cry on the outside? But a lot of times we won't say how we feel for fear of what people may think about us, for fear of not being received the way that we're trying to bring ourselves across. That often happens. And I want to say that it's normal. So what's driving that? feeling insignificant? What's that? What's driving? I don't want to talk because if I talk, I won't fit in or I won't be understood. So that's something to really, really look at. So he has on this bright jacket saying, pay attention to me. Look at me. If you got close enough, you'll see how off he was. You ever been there? I'm sure you have. You ever displayed one thing, but on the inside, there is a whole world of issues unclaimed with dust on them? Still wearing your favorite childhood outfit. Remember the time you had your feelings hurt by someone you loved and trusted? And years later, you look up and that little outfit, that little girl or that little boy is still waiting in the secrets of your life. We wear the red, bright jacket to kind of throw off who we really are. We act a certain way to kind of throw off who we really are. So what happens is we begin to fall into cracks. Now, I told you that I was going to be a bit transparent on the show myself because I know growing up in the projects of D.C., growing up in a household where everything seemed like it might have been one thing on the outside. All the way you came on the inside, it was a whole nother song and dance. I encountered a lot of things growing up as a little girl that I just didn't understand. Because I lacked understanding, I was beaten for it. Yep, I was beaten. And so some would say, just be thankful that you had somewhere to live. Does it make sense to have somewhere to live if I can't express how I feel? If I can't say that I'm hurt and I need you to heal me or validate me or speak to me in a way that will make me feel safe, how many of us have been cheated of a safe place? Is that little girl or that little boy still holding a grudge at the age of 10 years old in a 50-year-old body? In a 30-year-old body, in a 25-year-old body. I can remember being 7 years old. I'm being transparent here. And I used to be afraid of the dark. And I would get up and I would, my mother always kept the hall light on in the bathroom at the top of our stairs. And I slept two rooms over from the bed, from the bathroom. So I would come out in the hall and I would sit at the top of the stairs. And I would hear conversations that was not conducive for a seven-year-old child. I didn't quite understand what was happening, but I knew that the people that the conversation was between and the type of conversation that was being had was not supposed to have been had between those two people. So for years, I suppressed it. I carried it over the years, and I carried it. And for some odd reason, it would never leave my mind. I didn't know how to take it because my mother always put the fear of God in us. She made us terrified of her. And so, as a child, we were taught to be seen and not heard. So you weren't allowed to express how you felt. You weren't allowed to share the truth about what you saw. And then we carry that into our adult lifehood. We don't deal with it because we're taught to be quiet. We're taught to suppress. Today, I want to say there is a balm in Gilead. There was a healing for the soul. There are relationships that are in our lives right now. We won't talk. We won't open up. We won't express how we feel for fear of not being received, for fear that there's going to be a negative response, for fear that we're not good enough. So we keep it to ourselves, and we cheat the people that want to love us. we cheat ourselves of being the beautiful person that we were created to be. So this morning when I got up, I saw a box. I saw a big chest, and it had a lock in the front of it. But it wasn't the kind of lock that hang and swing. It was a lock that had to be put into the chest and turned in order for the chest to be open. But if we don't have the key, and if we don't allow the key to be placed inside, once we receive the keys, turned and open up, we'll never be able to be who we are created to be. We can't receive love. We can't give love because of the broken areas in our lives. And so I said today, I said I wanted to fumble around and try to find the key in these dark areas in our lives. A lot of times we won't step into the dark places for fear we're not sure what's going to be in the darkness. But when you have, I told you I have a friend named Understanding, a friend named Peace, a friend named Comfort, a friend named Hope. They bring light the size of a cell phone. They don't even have to be a big bright light. A small light can come into a big room and make the world of difference. So we're going to take this broadcast and Life Transparent, and we're going to take that key and we're going to find it. We're going to fumble around in this darkness, in sadness. Let's talk about this person that we met at this party today. And we're going to just call him a him, Melancholy. And I begin to look at the type of person he has on this bright red jacket. But if you walk a little bit closer, or even if he opened his mouth to share a conversation, you would be amazed at the things that will come out of his mouth. Because melancholy is made up of feelings of pensive sadness, typically with no obvious cause. Do you battle with sadness, sorrow, unhappiness, woe, desolation, depression, dejection, despondency, gloom, misery? And you don't know why. Here you are 40 years later, 25 years later, 30 years later, and all of these things have been lingering in your life. Relationship after relationship, relationship after relationship, whether it be on the job, whether it be at home, whether it be with the family, whether it be in an intimate relationship, we can't give it all because this bright red jacket is sending off a message that's saying, I'm okay. Until they walk up on you and you open your mouth, or they notice that you got on a wool hat in a cozy room with sunshades. So that kind of raises an eyebrow. What are you hiding? Is the circle under your eyes? Is the dim lights in the room too bright? What's the purpose of the hat and the glasses? It's only hiding what you know about yourself, but it becomes a mystery to those that's on the outside trying to reach in. Today, we want to take off the hat and take off the glasses. We want to not only expose our eyes to the light, but the eyes of the body is the window to the soul. And if your soul is full of sadness and sorrow and unhappiness and woes and desolation and melancholic and dejection, you can't be free. So you got this bright red jacket on covering up a room full of darkness. So we pull off the hat so that our minds can be open to receive and be transparent. I'm hurting and I need help. My mind is all over the place. The red jacket is saying, pay attention to me. Pay attention to me. But the hat and the glasses is saying, don't look at me. Don't come too close. So we send out a message of confusion when our cry on the inside is, set me free in your life. What drives the fears that you have in your life? Is it being afraid and never comforted? Did you consider a positive, what you consider to be positive or a normal reaction, and you got a negative response? I remember going in my brother's room as a child, and I saw something that I'd never seen before, and I ran downstairs in terror, and I told my mother what I saw, and she smacked me so hard in my mouth, knocked me clean across the room. And that wasn't enough, because then she said, bring your behind in. She grabbed my ear, and she twisted it. You don't know what you saw. She will always make us dismiss what we didn't understand. So, therefore, I come into adulthood. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that. That's not what it is. When the whole time my eyes didn't deceive me, I just got a negative response. So there's a healing for that, and it's called forgiveness. So we're not going to stay there. We're going to be free. We're going to be transparent. We're going to open up. We're going to take off the glasses. We're going to take off the hat, and we're going to say, here I am. No more fear is going to take control of me. No more sadness. No more depression. No more desolation. No more despondency. No more gloom is going to take over me. Will you declare that today? Will you say, I can stand? And I'm going to say this. Take one bite. The best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. So you take your best bite of what has been driving all of the negative forces in your life. Get your best bite. And you chomp on it with love. And you chomp on it with understanding. You chomp on it with peace. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Don't even hold back. Just one little bite at a time. Don't try to take on what mama did and daddy did and boyfriend did and uncle did and husband did and ex-wife did. Don't try to take on all of that at one time. Don't put all that on your plate, because you will never accomplish one victory because it's smothered by trying to figure out which one I need to take on first. Let's deal with the fear first. I'll help you. Let's deal with the fear. Let's deal with the fear. I'm going to give some positives about melancholy, him in his bright red jacket, honey. His strengths are he's a perfectionist, he's analytical, great understanding, self-sacrificial, gifted, good decision-making people, good leader, responsible, faithful and loyal, dependable, committed. Look at those great things. All of that can be birthed out of what was designed to take us out of here, to keep us broken and full of, look, you know what? When we have these dark areas in our lives, we arthritis, heart problems, bursitis, poor vision, poor health, weight gain, all of these things, they don't just happen in your life. It happens because of unfinished business. Unfinished business. Something is laying dormant. Now let's look at some of the weaknesses. Lonely, private, suicidal tendencies, easily depressed, sometimes procrastinate, revengeful, emotional, non-romantic. They have sex with their spouse and not make love to them. They're secretive. Do you see any of these things in you? We're going to deal with it next Thursday. I'm excited. I just believe whom the sun set free is free indeed. We got to start somewhere. And one of the things that I want you to realize is that you are loved. You are wanted. You are needed. You are adored. You are special. Taurus, you are an overcomer. and we're going to come out of this. And one of the things that we have to recognize is that God's peace and joy does not depend on physical conditions or circumstances of other people's responses. That's how I want to close the show. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see you on next week, because we're going to go in and we're going to work this room. And not only are we going to work this room, but we're going to be the bomb in this room. Because you know what? At the end, at the other end of the table, you didn't notice. Well, I'm not going to tell you who's at the other end of the table. I'm going to let you find out. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.